Hello, this is Dr. Carol Myers with the University of Tennessee College of Nursing here with Health Connections. I'm joined by my co-host, Brandon Hollingsworth of WUOT, and we have two guests today. We have Aaron Reed and Lara Fleming. Welcome. We're so pleased you're here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Can each of you please provide a short introduction so our listeners know who you are and what you do for our community?
Sure. I'm Aaron Reed. I've been working at Knox County Health Department for 7 years. I started my career teaching. And at that time, I remember I would read in the media troubling statistics about health. Tennessee is the sixth most obese state. And at that time, I felt a frustrated desire to do something about it, but I didn't really know what to do. And then I was lucky enough to be hired on at Knox County Health Department. And I found that there is a network of people and organizations who are actively working to address health issues. The health department's vision is every person a healthy person, and I'm happy and grateful to be a part of that.
Great. And Lara?
My name is Lara Fleming, and my most important job is being a mom to a 17-year-old. I'm also an HR professional working with the Trust Company of Tennessee. We work with individuals, business owners, companies, and foundations to provide financial wellness to help them meet their financial goals. My responsibility at the Trust Company is to hire and retain individuals with kind of a customer service-oriented culture so that we can ensure that we have a healthy work environment. I'm also a community volunteer, and I'm currently serving as the chair of the Community Health Council, which is responsible for developing and implementing a community health improvement plan.
I am delighted that both of you are here today. We have an interesting topic. Every 5 years, the Knox County Health Department conducts what's called a community health assessment. It's like a personal checkup with your healthcare provider, only the patient is the community. The community health assessment is used to identify health needs and issues through systematic and comprehensive data collection and then analysis. So, Aaron, can you please say more about community health assessments and what approach will the Knox County Health Department be using for the upcoming community health assessment?
Well, Carol, you really explained very well what a community health assessment is and what it does. It paints a comprehensive picture of health in our community. But it does a lot more than that. It provides access to data for policy decisions and for grant applications, and it feeds into planning efforts like the Community Health Council's work, which Lara will tell you more about in a minute. In the end, all communities really need good health to thrive. Health, education, and the economy depend on one another. Workers need to be healthy to be productive. Students need to be healthy in order to learn effectively. And it's vital that decision makers know our collective health status and what the biggest health issues are. And this is just what a community health assessment provides. So as to our approach for the next community health assessment, it will have a lot in common with the last one, which was published in 2015. The next one will be available in fall of 2019 on the Knox County Health Department website. Our first priority is to make the document user-friendly. One of the ways that we do that is through a focus on graphic design. And the assessment itself will include hard numbers, disease rates, death rates, but also social context. We're planning a series of focus groups and interviews to illuminate how people understand and live with the health issues that affect them the most. The assessment also breaks down health statistics by population. For example, you'll be able to see how a particular health issue might affect people in the eastern part of Knox County differently than in the western part. One big difference in our approach for the 2019 assessment is that we're going to focus more on drivers of health. So that is factors like income, housing, transportation that have a profound effect on the health status of individuals and communities.
Great. So I'm a resident of Knox County. Actually, I'm really not, but that's a hypothetical question. What will I see as the community health assessment is being conducted, and how might I be involved?
Well, one of the most important ways that you can be involved in the health assessment is if you get a phone call on your landline, if you have one, or your cell phone asking you to be part of a health survey. please be open to participating, because that is one of the main ways that we gather information that is community specific for this assessment. If you see a Facebook ad asking you to be part of a focus group, we would love it if you would click on that ad and talk with the researchers who are doing those focus groups, because that is one of the main ways that we really get the context for these harder numbers.
Please say more what it means to be part of a focus group. What would that entail?
It's very easy. Usually there's some kind of incentive involved, like a gift card, and you go to a specific location with 8 to 12 other people. You talk for about an hour. In this case, it'll be about health issues, and then you're done.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, before we move on to looking at the role of the Health Council, can you tell us a little bit of the key findings from the last community health assessment?
Sure. In 2015, if you look at the first few pages of the document, there's a list of the top 20 health issues. The epidemiologists at Knox County Health Department selected those top 20 based on a list of criteria. So the four that I'm not going to steal Lara's thunder here, but the four that the Health Council decided to focus on from that list of 20 are opioid abuse, of course, but also the availability of mental health resources in our community, and tobacco use, and access to safe greenways, sidewalks, and parks. So those are the top four, but there were a lot of other issues on that list, of course. Food was a focus, increasing the availability of healthy foods, decreasing unhealthy food choices. Also, health insurance coverage, obviously a very contentious issue. And childhood obesity was a concern, and several drivers of childhood obesity appear on that top 20 list, decreasing screen time among youth, for example, and increasing the availability of physical education classes in schools.
Wow, an ambitious list of things that the Knox County Health Department and the Health Council are addressing. So, Lara, let's turn our attention to the Health Council. What is the Health Council and why does it exist?
Well, the Community Health Council is an advisory body made up of community volunteers and appointed members whose responsibility is to develop and implement a community health improvement plan every 5 years. Basically, we've advised decision makers on health issues to ensure that health always has a seat at the table when policy decisions are made.
Oh, excellent. Tell us a little bit about the relationship between the Health Council and the Knox County Health Department. Are you one and the same?
No, definitely not. So I'd like to say a little more about the Health Department's role. So we do a lot more than just give shots and provide care to those who can't afford it. We are also part of the nationwide network led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that seeks to understand and better predict health outcomes. To explain, local health departments like us across the country are uniquely positioned to collect health data that reflects the entire community, so not just our patients. We collect data from a lot of different sources: hospital discharge records, school absentee information, reportable diseases. We send some of these data to the state health department, and they send it on to the Centers for Disease Control. And that's how the CDC is able to monitor health across the U.S., really, is through the efforts of local health departments like us. So you can see that Knox County Health Department is an important data clearinghouse, and that's our relationship to the Community Health Council. We provide information to inform action.
Okay, so let's talk about some action, Lara. What is it that the Health Council does? How will I recognize it as someone in the greater Knoxville area?
The first thing that I'll say is to Aaron's point, is that the Health Department collects a tremendous amount of data. Our job as the Community Health Council with our volunteers is to make sure that we take that tremendous amount of data and then have an actionable plan where we can actually take action on that data and improve health outcomes.
Okay. I'm still curious about the Health Council. Who are the members of the Health Council? Are they healthcare professionals? Are they everyday citizens? And I'm understanding that you think about health very broadly. So is there broad representation on the council?
There is broad representation on the council. We have individuals that work in nonprofits. We have individuals in the business community. We have individuals that are just retired volunteers. So it's a very diverse group of individuals.
Excellent. Well, Erin told us about the four areas that are the primary focus currently for the Health Council. Can you pick one or more of those and tell us what are some of the actions that the Health Council has undertaken on those four focus areas?
Well, I think the greatest thing that we're really proud of is our ability to identify folks that are already doing great work in the different areas. Because obviously, a group of volunteers with no budget, we come up with a plan and to measure outcomes, and we need to partner with other task forces that are already doing great work. So we've been able to do that. And also, another thing that we're really proud of is that in 2016, the United Way of Greater Knoxville integrated the same priorities that we have into some of their funding criteria. Some of the successes that we've had in implementing the plan and measuring, let's say, for example, we've seen success on the tobacco issue. The coalition working on this priority is Smoke-Free Knoxville. We're also seeing success with greenways, sidewalks, and parks. Active Knox is the coalition working on this, and they have pushed for, and the Community Health Council has supported, the new sidewalk requirement being added to the subdivision regulations for Knox County. With the opioid issue, we are seeing some success. Various task forces under the Metro Drug Coalition have been finding creative solutions and are having some positive effects. The number of opioids prescribed in Knox County is dropping, and the number of babies being born dependent on drugs has finally started to decrease. So we've definitely partnered with a lot of different groups that are doing great work.
So it sounds to me like the Health Council serves as a connector and a catalyst. And by my book, the last step then is the ongoing measurement of the outcomes of those efforts. Where does that responsibility lie? Is that with the health department or the council? How do we watch to see the value of the work that you're doing?
The Health Council will be publishing a final report at the end of the implementation period. And that is going to include information on which measurable objectives were met and which were not, and also on the activities of each of the coalitions. Because some of what we're finding through this process is that we don't even have the data to know how big some problems are. The Mental Health Task Force is a great example of that. On a community level, we know how many people are committing suicide, but that's almost the only mental health indicator that we have any decent data on. So the Mental Health Task Force has undertaken an unprecedented data project. They are collecting information from all of the hospital systems in Knox County and bringing that together to try to gain insight into how psychiatric patients are moving through our emergency departments as a way to try to understand who is not getting care but needs it, what resources are they using in the emergency department, and what community resources might be deployed to help them stay out of the emergency department. So to answer your question, we will be measuring the health department supports, but the Health Council will be releasing a report in 2019 talking about exactly how all of these objectives have been met or have not been met and what the activities of each of the task forces have been.
Well, this has been wonderful information. I'm encouraged to hear that we're approaching these deeply rooted health problems by creating a network of collaborators. This seems like a very fertile approach. As we wrap up, is there one message that you want to share with the listeners about the work either of the Knox County Health Department or the Health Council, the upcoming community health assessment?
Well, for me, the final message about the Health Department's role in Knox County is we want every person to have that opportunity to make healthy choices and live their best life, and we are there for you.
I think for me, it's really every individual in the community can play a role in the health of our community. It could be if you have time, but not the dollars, then maybe volunteer. If you have the money, but not the time, maybe donate to a nonprofit that you're passionate about. And if you don't have it either, then just maybe be kind, smile at a stranger, hold the door open for somebody. Your small gesture could be exactly what a person needs.
Thank you. I am so encouraged that I'm associated with a community that looks at health very broadly and looks at how we can come together as a community. So thank you both for being here today.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to Health Connections.